welcome to Unit 2 of Play Classical Guitar by Richard Feind. If you've worked your way steadily through Unit 1, then you should know what to expect for this particular unit. Slow but steady progress is the name of the game. In this unit, we'll be learning how to play using another stroke called the tirando or free stroke. And this is another fundamentally important stroke, which enables you eventually to play two or more notes at once. And this will give you the characteristic sort of a classical style sound of two instruments playing at once. So before we go on, just a couple of thoughts to pre-warn you with some of these ideas. It can be an idea to remind yourself that you need to try to produce a nice tone. Up to now you've been using the rest stroke and you should be producing a nice firm tone. Hopefully you might be growing your nails, which means that you'll be getting a nice defined plummy sound with a combination of your nail and the finger pushing through the sound to rest. Now obviously we're going to be using this new stroke called the free stroke, where you don't rest, you'll be playing through the string. Having a nail really does help, because if you don't have nails, it sounds a little bit dull. Now you can play the free stroke using your fingers without a nail, but it will not be such a good sound, such a sort of pronounced naily type sound, if I can use that expression, than if you had nails on your fingers. So anyhow, moving on, let's look at the second stage of this introduction. If you can get some help from another party, maybe a teacher, somebody who's experienced in music, this will also help you supporting yourself. They don't have to be an expert guitarist, but just even playing your exercises to them can help you help yourself. And lastly, if you are a guitarist, then obviously you can support yourself, obviously, in your musician's endeavours, but you maybe will need some help at some stage or some support. So look out for other musicians who are in your area, whether you're their friends or just contacts or somebody you might know, to reach out to them, and they help you and you can help them in their progress. And also remember that progress is never smooth and linear. Progress can be sometimes lumpy and you reach a plateau, but then within a couple of days, if you keep practicing and get through those sore fingers, before you know it, you will have moved on and you can actually see some progression and some improvement. That helps your confidence, and when you actually feel that you're doing something, you want to practice more and it becomes a self-fulfilling cycle. It's all for fun, remember. Have some fun. If it gets too serious, set the guitar aside, listen to some music, do something else, and come back to it later on. So there you are. That's our introduction. Best of luck, and I'll see you in the next section. Bye now. Section 1, the free stroke. In this section, we'll be learning how to play individual strings using the free stroke or tirando. Also, we're looking at how to tune the guitar. There are different ways of doing that, and there's reasons why we have left this up to now, because it's actually quite a difficult thing to learn. Really does depend on a lot of factors, some of which are out with your control. For example, the guitar that you have. It might well be an easy guitar to tune, or it might be actually quite difficult. Also, it can depend on the strings and other factors, so don't worry if you don't get that quite instantly. It can take years of practice to be able to tune your guitar quickly. And you will need some reference point, a fixed tone, like for example a tuning fork or a piano, that you can tune the guitar to. All this takes a bit of practice, so don't worry if you don't get it right away. Now also in this section, we'll be looking at the notes and the frets beyond the first position, and also we'll be advancing our understanding of musical theory. Now it's a good idea to learn and try to understand the theory behind the practice of what you do, because if the two go hand in hand together, first of all it does support your playing, But also, as you progress, it means you don't have to go back the way, and you're not sort of hindered by your lack of knowledge of theory when you get to something a bit more complicated. So at this stage, going one step at a time with musical theory combined with your practice is quite good. In other words, I'm quite confident that you can play and you'll physically manage the things that you can play, but understanding the notes and reading the notes from the stave at the same time is very important. Just a small point is, remember that this tutor is written assuming that you're right-handed, and if you are left-handed, then you must obviously make sure that you reverse all the instructions concerning your hands. Now also remember to revise your posture, how you sit with the guitar. It should be on your left leg with your foot on a footstool, as per the photographs in the last unit. It's sometimes easy to slip into slightly less desirable holding patterns, which don't present your hands or your fingers to the strings in the right manner. So it's always worthwhile going back to that, revising the way that you should sit, because over the longer periods of time that you'll be now practicing, it's important for your ability to maintain circulation to your legs and such like. Of course, talking about footstools, presumably that you would have purchased one by now, or maybe you're still using a pile of books, but whatever, you should actually have now a proper place and procedure for practicing with a music stand. Don't lock your guitar away in the cupboard or in the loft. It's easy, it's better to have it at hand. Just pick it up when you want to practice for those 15 or 20 minutes that you have between other things in your busy lives. So if you keep things well organized, then you can maximize the time that you have available. And lastly, remember to listen to CDs and try to expand your knowledge of music and enjoyment of music by the CDs or accessing websites from YouTube onwards through to specific players' websites, that you'll always learn something and you'll enjoy the practice that you do a lot more. So that's it for the introduction to this section. Best of luck, and I'll see you in section 2.